This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Fist pump hour. And it's me bringing in because RJ Choppy's on the wireless. He is about to just, he wanted a front row seat.
Yeah, baby.
For Zach Wolchuk. Having to drag a body. It's not a real body. Don't worry. But it is a 200-pound dummy that they're setting him up for here at the fire station here in Anna. This is the Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour 2025. This is our second stop. It has been a great turnout. We are loaded in here with a bunch of folks right now. It is fantastic. I got to talk to Garrett, who's here from Anna, but he also used to live in Wolf City with our buddies at Rafter P Construction.
Absolutely.
He knows Colt Heron. Great dude, great family, great people over there. We were having a good time, loaded up here, and Zach Wolchuk is somewhere over there just absolutely panicking.
Yeah, he's getting set to drag a body. We wanted him, they asked me to do this. I was like, you know, I do this every week, every time we go to the firehouse. And since Eric's been dragging Zach for all these years, we're going to let Zach drag a body for once in his life. Where is he?
Where is the coward? He's
there
hiding
he
out.
He was blending. All right, so he's got the worker gloves here. He's got the work. Now, some of the kids now
You can watch this on the fan cam, guys. If you pull up the fan cam, then RJ Choppy is giving you a tour.
Some of the kids now use these kind of like gardening workman gloves as batting gloves.
Really?
All right, it's the new batting glove. Zach, RJ Choppy here. Are you ready for this? Oh, they turned the lights down.
They cut the lights out. It's like Spain in here,
down.
Bro.
Little stadium lighting. Are you ready? Are you nervous? What we got going on in your mind?
I'm shaking. I'm petrified right now. These guys, trained professionals, make it look easy. This is somebody that I try and stay away from the gym. I'm allergic from the gym. I think that's pretty evident by this body you're looking at. We're going to just pray to God that I can make this happen.
So I saw the dude do this thingy, the hammer deal, and then he carried the hose, and then he dragged the body, and he did all that in about a minute.
He carried the what?
Do you think you have a full minute in you?
I hope I've got a full minute in me. That'd be the longest I've gotten in a while.
Last time he had a full minute,
here
he got Eliza.
Let's get set.
So Zach Wolchuk is lining up now. He is, he's got the gardening gloves on. We're giving you some play-by-play, and he is picking up a giant...
Yeah. Now, how heavy is that thing? Let me go this in. Whoa! No. That's pretty heavy.
He's got a giant red mallet.
That's got good weight to it.
So he said, make sure you hit the very bottom.
Yeah, hit the bottom. Yeah. A little bit harder. There we go. He just missed.
This is the most uncoordinated...
Come on!
Oh, my gosh.
Let's go!
Zach is pounding this,
He's hitting the bottom of this thing. Oh, he's going to break it.
Zach, how are you missing it? It is right in front of you, dude. Zach is swinging and hitting this steel beam, and he continues to miss.
He is missing the target nonstop.
And, Zach is really wishing he wore a belt today. That is what I know.
Two more feet, you got to go.
Yeah.
You got to go about... half of what you've already done.
I don't think I think we have to film from the front, because if we were filming from behind right now, we would get kicked off the fan.
I have never seen a more feeble attempt at hammering.
he is winded. Can we get an update from him, Chop? Chop. Can we just get an update from how he's feeling? Let him pause, get a break. How's his stamina doing?
I'm gonna help you. He's got a little butt crack working here. I'm gonna try to help you out here. Come on, bud. There we go. That's a big one.
Zach.
Come on, give it to me.
He is close to knocking this thing off the platform.
Ah, there we go.
Move on. All right, next spot.
We need water.
We need like a glass of water or what?
Not for you.
For you. Oh, yeah. Well, RJ Choppy is collecting water. We are here live at the Firehouse in Anna, 305 South Powell Parkway. He's picking up the hose like he's done many times before, you know what I mean? And he's carrying him outside.
Boy,
and
he handled that hose, Bobby. He handled that hose pretty well.
Dude, if we know there's anything about Zach, it's that we know he handles the hose.
All right, so now this is on to the dummy pull portion of this. This is a, did we say 190 pounds, 200 pounds, 225, 185? So not, you know, There we go. Pull it, Zach, pull it.
Zach is pulling a very heavy body
so
right now.
So just for everybody to know, the head of this dummy is right in Zach's crotch. And it is, his head is backwards. There we go.
Fantastic job, Zach Wolchuk.
Oh, look at that.
I'm impressed.
Perspiration. The perspiration on the head. Well done. Okay, now 205.51.
What, is that good, or are people dead at that point, or did he? Is he okay?
All right, Zach. How do you feel? Do you have breath?
No, I'm off. This is awful.
Can we?
Water, please.
Chop. Can we get clarity as to from the firefighters as to whether people would have died if Zach was doing that?
Yeah, it's 2 minutes and 5 seconds. Is that good, or is somebody going to perish in that? He said, sure.
Guys,
I'm going to take that as everybody's
dead. I've never seen fire spread in 2 minutes.
I'm going to take that as everybody died.
Fire doesn't just spread in 2 minutes. Come
yeah,
on
the
now.
Fire would have spread. Yeah.
2 minutes and 5 seconds. Very impressive work, Zach.
That's fantastic. Well done, Zach Wolchuk.
Now you get a breather, and we're going to play some audio of Brandon Bean is what we're going to do. Now, Chop, you had sent this over yesterday, and you mentioned taking back the power. We talked about that at 8.
Right.
The team's trying to take back power from the players. Brandon Bean is trying to silence the fan base. He just wants them to shut the hell up and be grateful for what they've got.
This was on Buffalo Radio. You know, he's really trying. And you know, these radio hosts, they're in the same predicament that we were in with Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Kind of got scolded. You know, they got scolded a little bit. And
yep.
Then, you know, the difference is that, you know, Bean went, I mean, he went like, he started using, you know, he may have used the foul language too. He may have done that. But here's Brandon Bean, the GM of the Buffalo Bills, not happy with the discussion around their lack of getting a wide receiver in the draft.
I was just listening to the last few minutes of your show before I came on, waiting on here.
All right.
Sounds like 2018 all over with you guys.
Well, we're very, how so?
Well, you guys were bitching in 2018 about Josh Allen. You guys wanted Josh Rosen, and now you guys are bitching that we don't have a receiver. I don't get it. Like, we just scored. Hold on, let me talk. Scored 30 points in a row for 8 straight games. A year ago, I get you guys asking why we didn't have receivers, but I don't understand it now. You just saw us lead the league in points when you add all the postseason. No one scored more points than the Buffalo Bills, including the Super Bowl champions. So you just saw us do it without Stephon Diggs, same group. How is this group not better than last year's group? Like, I don't – like, our job is to score points and win games. Where do we need to get better? Defense. We did that. So I get it. You got to have a show, and you got to have something to bitch about. But bitching about wide receiver is one of the dumbest arguments I've heard.
Methinks he doth possess too much. He knows receiver's an issue, and that's why he's flipping out that way. Why does he? Absolutely.
Yeah.
They absolutely.
Who they got? Who's their receivers?
Keon Coleman, KJ Hamler, Josh Palmer, Caden Prather, Curtis Samuel, and Khalil Shakir, who you
Khalil
mentioned
Shakir.
There. But I mean, that's not.
It's good.
It's fine. It's not what it's been in years past when they've had Diggs and Gabe Davis and other guys like
is
that.
Is it better than Kansas City's?
I don't know who else is in Kansas City's group at this point.
All right, let me ask you this: is it better than the Cowboys?
No,
they got Jalen Royals. That's who they took.
It's deeper.
No, they're not better than Dallas though, because Dallas has CeeDee Lamb.
Right. So the Cowboys have the Bills probably have numbers 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, but I mean, I wouldn't just because I take 2, 3, 4 over Dallas doesn't mean I take 2, 3,
right.
4 over just your general NFL team typically.
Okay, that's
the Bills definitely could use more weapons. I mean, then again,
I also think both could be right. I think he could be right. Look, we scored 30 points in a game 8 straight weeks, or we led the league in points.
Yeah.
But you also, the chances that you repeat that the next year, you can't assume you're going to repeat that.
Yeah, you also couldn't. And I mean, if I was the host, I would have said, all right, I mean, you're right. I guess what you really needed to work on was being able to pick up fourth and one, which you couldn't do like five right. times against Kansas City. You're
they,
right.
They played five playoff teams last year in the regular season. They lost three of them. In those three, they allowed over 35 points in three of those five. So, you know, there's no guarantees that they're going to be able to score the same amount of points they will because maybe they play more playoff teams this year. But, you know, there's also, like, the defense was a problem. Brad Holmes did the same thing with Detroit. Remember, he went on and he was, like, keeping receipts over, oh, y'all hated our draft 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think
The NFL front office, they're becoming a little sensey.
They're paying attention, man.
They're becoming a little sensey is what I think we're seeing. By the way, the Chiefs receiver room that you were asking about, no, the Chiefs is definitely better. Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice, when he's, you know, not in jail. Jalen Royals, Juju Smith-Schuster, and Hollywood Brown.
Yep, that's better.
That's a better group right there than what you're dealing with in Buffalo at the moment. But I understand the frustration for sure. George Kittle got paid, and you think that's a problem?
Well, I think for him to get, at 31 years old, past his eighth year in the league, to get the largest contract at the tight end position, he got 4 for $76 million. $40 million guaranteed, so 4 for $76 million. Now, I guess they could say that that's, what, 10 a year if it's of only $40 million guaranteed?
Yeah, I mean, it would depend on when do the guarantees run out. Are the guarantees after?
Well, it's at least after 2 years, right, because it's $40 million guaranteed.
Right, so if it's $40 million guaranteed, then, yeah, it may be a deal where it's 2 for $40 million.
To
so
give
a two-year deal for $20 million.
To give a 31-year-old the richest contract in the sport at the position, that's some Raider stuff right there, man. That's some Raider-esque stuff, like, I don't know.
You think we might be done here, San Francisco?
Oh, I think we're done here. I think their window with this group. Now, that doesn't mean with Purdy, but with this group is over.
Now, that you mentioned with Purdy, and that was an issue or that was an area of contention yesterday. We talked about a couple weeks ago Puka Nacua saying, I don't think I'd pay Brock Purdy $50 million.
Yeah.
He's got another doubter.
Sounds like that $50 million number might be what they settle on. But here was Patrick Peterson with Kay Adams on Up and Adams on if he'd pay Purdy.
$50 million is what they're saying. You think he's a $50 million guy?
Honestly, no. But, you know, what these quarterbacks are going for right now, that's kind of like the going rate.
Where would you slot him in this list, Patrick? Last question for where would you – you're seeing that this is, you know, the cost. Where would you put him?
I mean, yeah, if you're looking at this, you got to put him above Trevor Lawrence. Honestly, if you're looking at the numbers, he's probably going to have to be above Josh Allen, too, because he's been in the Super Bowl. So he's getting at least 50. Now, I wouldn't pay him that. You asked me if I would pay him that. I wouldn't, but he's probably going to get 50.
I wouldn't pay him that.
You wouldn't?
I think there's way – I don't know. I guess I'm looking at Brock Purdy the same way I looked at Dak years ago, where I'm just like
– I like Brock.
This feels like people are digging in unnecessarily, or they've had their ideas about who he's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And so they're letting that color who he became. And I think that that's just missing the mark completely. Purdy is – if you look at the fact – when Purdy has been in the lineup consistently, he is damn near the top of the league every single time in QBR. He is one of the most efficient quarterbacks in the NFL. He has done it a number of different ways, whether it's playing within the West Coast concepts, playing everything short, intermediate, timing based, pushing the ball deep downfield. I think Purdy is a clear top 10 quarterback to me, and I would pay him.
You know, we needed to do this. We never did this a couple of weeks ago where we had to, like, come up with a set top 10, right?
Yeah, we did.
We did do that?
Yeah, we went to, like, 16, I think.
Yeah, because, like, we constantly say, oh, he's a top 10 quarterback. Like, but how many actual top 10 quarterbacks are there? Because I feel like I say, oh, he's a top 10 quarterback with about 15 different players.
Yeah, I mean, so I ended up with, as we look at it here, you had Purdy 7th. I had him 8th, and Peyton didn't even have him on the list. But, yeah, I think that he's definitely a top 10 quarterback. I just think that there's way too much thought to, oh, he's still Mr. Irrelevant. Just like Dak had to shake the whole little, he's just a fourth round quarterback type of label. That, I mean, Tom Brady had to shake the, he was picked in the sixth round label for forever.
Yeah,
and so I think some people are just married to what their initial evaluation was or what they originally were and not willing to adjust.
How long do you stick with your initial evaluation on a player? How many years?
I wonder that a lot because the Cowboys use that whenever they're bringing in guys.
Yeah.
Like the free agents.
2 years. If we get to year three, I've seen 2 years of play, and then we're into the third year and seeing more, then at that point, if he's showing me something different than what I thought, good or bad, I need to change my mind.
That's fair.
All right, let's talk with Brett Boone, get his thoughts on the Texas Rangers and the rest of Major League Baseball as we hang out in Anna Firehouse Tour number two with Sean and RJ. That is next here on 105 Through the Fan.
Left tip, the pitch. Garcia swings and hammers one up the alley left center field. Blade gives chase. He races after, dives. Can't get it. One hopping off the wall. Heim scores. Simeon rounds third. He comes home. Young being waved home. The relay throw is offline. Young slides in safely. El Bombi clears the deck. And the Rangers take a commanding 8-0 lead on a bases-clearing double from Adolis Garcia.
15-2, Rangers beating the A's. It was DeGromination, and the Ranger bats finally got it going. Joining us now, our Odyssey insider, Brett Boone, here on the D&M Leasing Hotline with Sean and RJ, as we are live here at Inanna Firehouse Tour number two here among the stops.
Yeah, stop number two has been fantastic here in Anna. I just talked to Frankie. He's in McKinney. He's moving to Princeton. We've had a lot of Princeton folks out here today. Yep. But a great stop here in Anna, hanging out with everybody at 305 South Powell Parkway here for the next about 35 more minutes.
And Brett Boone is brought to you by Granger. Insider Call is brought to you by Granger for the ones who get it done.
That's... And thank you again really quickly to our partners here who have made the Firehouse Tour possible.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Whataburger, Fraser Roofs and Gutters, and Firehouse Movers.
So, Brett, you know, last night, Rangers put up a 15 spot. They hadn't scored runs, seemingly, in weeks. We always say the old save some for tomorrow. Do players actually ever say that in the dugout? Hey, let's save some runs for tomorrow.
Absolutely not.
That's
step
right
on their neck when you got them down. This team needed that too. You know, I mean, I look at the footnotes coming off last night. Big that Simeon got three hits. You know, we know how much he's been struggling. It's been the kind of one of the backbones to this team for a lot of years, and really struggling to see him get three hits and be right in the middle of all that. I think that's big. They had a season high run, season high hits. They didn't hit a homer, which is pretty rare. You know, I was looking at the box score. They did not hit a home run last night. DeGrom was awesome. I think he's going to continue. I don't know if it's just me. You guys, when DeGrom goes out there, do you kind of watch like, okay, don't get hurt. Don't get hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because he's been good early. But he hasn't been DeGrom one ERA. Mm-hmm. But you can tell it's starting to build. And I've seen that with other players that come back from Tommy John. It takes a little while to get into it. But if this is kind of his revving up and he can stay healthy, man, they've got – 2 years ago when they won the World Series, they blew everybody away because of the offense. And the pitching kind of held together. I think Boach did a great job managing that team, and especially the bullpen through that postseason and the World Series. But it's kind of flipped. I mean, a lot of similar players, but the Garcias and the Seegers and the Simeons were kind of in the middle of that 23. Garcia hasn't been the same player. I mean, he was a superhero in that World Series of 23. Mm-hmm. He hasn't been the same player. You've got a few new guys in the mix. Peterson, that's been a rough... Yeah. That's been a rough play right there. Berger, you know, he got a big hit last night. He's off to a real slow start. So there's a little bit of a different cast of characters. I think Smith's been great for this team. Langford's turning into a star, but you don't have the Evan Carter, who was a big part of that 23 run down the stretch. So it's a different personnel. and it's kind of switched. You know, that pitching wasn't there. Right now, I think I'm looking at the pitching. They got the number two ERA in the American League. It helps when you got a healthy DeGrom, Eovaldi, and Tyler Mahle the way they're pitching. You got a couple guys coming off. I think late May, maybe it's Bradford that possibly could come off, so that adds to that mix. But I look at this division. You look at Texas last night, big win for them. Mariners seem like they can't lose right now. I don't understand that offense. They're offensing like a front-line offense out of nowhere. And we know with the pitching Cal Raleigh's been unbelievable. Probably the best, you know, soup to nuts, including the defense and what he brings behind the plate, coupled with his power. Probably the best catcher in baseball right now. So they're tough. They've been winning. They've won 7 out of their last 10. Houston out of nowhere has won 7 out of their last 10. I don't think from the first time we were on, I was on with you guys this year, my opinion was this is going to be a shootout in this division, and I haven't changed my mind one bit, and it's the same teams. You know, the Angels got off to a great start. I think they're going to start to show that they're the Angels here. A's are better than they have been in past years, but the A's aren't going to be a threat to these top three teams. It's going to be like it's been for a long time. It's going to be Seattle with that pitching, Texas now with the pitching and the hitting, if we can get that offense going. And Houston, just Houston. They've been kind of dominating this division for a long time now, and it seems like they just don't go away. They've kind of got a knack. And, no, it's going to be an interesting race, but they're tight right now, and we'll see.
Brett Boone joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Okay, Brett, when we talk about the Rangers offense, we had heard about them having to have a players meeting on Monday and to talk through the issues that they were having at the plate. How much of that do you think, like what would go on in a meeting like that? Is that a little bit of show for like each other of just like, hey, are we locked in here? And how frequently would you say you can actually use that during a season? A pull out a players only meeting card to try and write something.
Right. The infamous players meeting. I've been in a lot of players meetings, man. You know, very rarely, but sometimes, hey, they work and they're good. But for the most part, you ever get in trouble with your parents and you tell them something to get them off your back? Well, that's kind of sometimes how players meetings go. You know, get the heat off. Like, we got to do something. And a lot of times going into it, you don't think that you're going to part the seas when you come out of that players meeting. But the good ones are, you know, some guys maybe get some things off their back or off their mind, say some things they want to say. And they can be good. I mean, I've been a part of it, you know, where I've been called in and said, hey, we're going to have a players meeting. I said, why not? It can't get any worse right now. It can only get better. So, yeah, I've been a part of a lot of them. I'm not going to say they're for show. Usually you're in when you're having a players only meeting, you're in a pretty tough spot and you haven't been playing well. So what negative could come out of it? The worst case is you're going to continue to not play well. The positive is something shifts in that meeting. Somebody says the right thing at the right time, and you go from there. So yeah, they can be. They're never detrimental. I don't know how much they help, but I know they don't hurt having those players meetings. Yeah, but you can't go to the well. You know, oh, every time things go bad, we go to a players meeting. And there's only so many runs you got at it. But I don't think there can be any negative that comes out of it.
Because you know, like. Every major leaguer that I've talked to, like, y'all are accustomed. You're going to lose 60 games. Like, every team is going to lose at least 60 games a year.
The great teams are going to lose 60, right.
Right, but, like, it's not even the best. And it's the sport where, like, you have to – if you can't handle failure, you can't play Major League Baseball, right? You just can't – you can't play the day-to-day.
That, you know, when you start debating the sports and football, yeah, the physical, and once a week, you know – baseball players, from a mental capacity, I think there's pros and cons. The pros are when things are going well, you're winning, your swing's on time, or if you're a pitcher, you've got it. You're hitting your spots. You can't wait to get to the ballpark. I cannot wait. I'm whistling to the ballpark. And I play today, and I play tomorrow, and I can't wait for the next day, and the next day, and the next day. On the other side of the coin, it's like when things are going bad, and that your swing isn't right, and you're not picking up spin, and your team can't win a game, you're hiding under the covers when it comes to like 2:30 in the afternoon. Oh, I have to go to the ballpark, and man, I've got to look at film, and it's really tough. As time goes on, just like anything else, as you grow up in this game, and the maturation process takes place. You get your butt kicked enough times and you get enough experience under your belt, you learn to deal with it. And you know, that's why you see the veteran guys and the guys that have been there and done that and had a lot of success. It, you see them kind of just, they're like this, you know, they don't, there's not high highs and low lows. It's just kind of stay in the middle. I'm not saying don't have a good time, smile, turn some music on when you're kicking butt. But also, when it's the other way, you're getting your butt kicked. I don't expect you to be sucking your thumb in the corner. And I had some teammates like that, and they're bad teammates. And I, on the flip side, I had some great teammates where when they walked into the ballpark every day, I'd look in their eyes, I'd look at their face. I couldn't tell whether they were 5 for 5 the night before or 0 for 5 with 5 punchouts. Those are the great teammates. Those are the true professionals. And you learn that as time, as you get more time in this game.
Odyssey insider Brett Boone, host of the Brett Boone podcast, joining us here, brought to you by Granger on 105.3 The Fan. Odyssey calls brought to you by Granger. I don't know if you saw this. Jose Altuve reportedly asked out of the leadoff spot because now he's playing left field, and it takes him too long to run in, and he needs that prep time. What do you make of that?
I think it's kind of funny because I never thought about that. You know, I've always been in the infield. I've never played it down out in the grass out there. So I was always, you know, well, on a bad day, my dugout was on the third base side, so I had to go across the mound to get home. But it's still a short little jaunt. Obviously, my home field, I got to pass the first baseman, and I'm pretty much in the dugout. So it's kind of weird when you hear him say it, but when you think about it, if you're in the first base dugout, which I believe at home he is, and he's in left field, it is quite a run. It is quite a run. The fact that I don't think he's messing around or being funny when he says that. He really feels his prep and what he's done his whole career. The jog in from left field is not giving him enough time to be the player he wants to be. If I'm Skipper, I've got to listen to him. And I've got to say, well, am I either going to move him back to second base or am I going to keep him in left field? If I'm keeping him in left field, I need my guy at the top of the lineup. I need a Jose Altuve to be in the right frame of mind to be as successful as he can. So as a Skipper, I've got to consider it.
Wow. Okay.
What'd you think about the Yankees? 3 home runs, first 3 at-bats yesterday. If it weren't for Paul Goldschmidt, they could have gone maybe 4 for 4. He goes ahead and gets an out, and then boom, here we go, 4 home runs in the first. Unbelievable what the Yankees are doing.
Unbelievable. And you know, it's always a catch-22 for me when I'm commenting about the Yankees or my brother. Mm-hmm. I feel as if I'm as fair as I can be with him. You know, I don't agree with everything Aaron does, and I agree with a lot of things. We're very like-minded in a lot of ways when it comes to baseball moves. But I've been looking, and I was on a show the other day, and they asked me, you know, as a non-biased, take my brother hat off for a minute, just be a strict analyst. He's done a great job. As much as slack as you get being in New York, over the 7-year tenure I've watched, I mean, he's won 100 games 5 times, took him in the World Series a year ago, and it seems like he's constantly on the hot seat and everybody's, you know, breathing down his neck. So I think he's done a great job. I remember having a talk with him this year right before the season started, and that Gerrit Cole went down and heel. Their rookie of the year wasn't going to come back till, at best, the All-Star break. He had Giancarlo Stanton. He's still out. And they were kind of in a flux. And I remember telling, man, if you can just hold serve, if you can just survive and get to the break and get heel back and get Giancarlo Stanton back, get that bullpen healthy, then you can make a run and maybe, you know, get a big pitcher to replace a Cole at the trading deadline. They've exceeded that. I mean, they're playing unbelievable. The guys that they've brought in this offseason have done a really good job. They're kind of holding it together on the pitching end. It's pretty good. I think that's another division, though, that's going to be come down to the wire. I think Boston's for real. They haven't got off to the unbelievable start, but I think Boston's for real, and I think it's going to be a Yankee-Boston battle in September.
Brett, thank you so much. We really appreciate the time, as always. Enjoy the week. We'll catch up with you next week.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
There he goes. Brett Boone with us here. Sean and RJ live from Anna. Stop number two of the Firehouse Tour. It's been an amazing day. Let's catch up and crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece. That is next, but I do want to talk about RS Diamond Broker. Yes, that is a place that is very near and dear to my heart. Happens to be my dad's store right there. The R, that stands for Robert. Go on in there. Ask for Robert in their new North Dallas location. They got the best prices for lab-grown diamonds, natural mine diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. Basically, anything you need, they're going to have it for you. From dazzling diamond tennis bracelets to stunning engagement rings, the showroom is filled with exceptional pieces that you will absolutely love. So visit them in store to explore the beautiful collection of high-quality diamonds and come enjoy the incredible prices and fantastic service that Robert will provide. So go check them out. RSDiamondBroker.com. That's RSDiamondBroker.com. They've been in DFW for over 40 years. Let them know I sent you. They're going to treat you like family because, Tolos, you're part of my family. Ask around. Someone you know has done business with us. Go check them out at RSDiamondBroker. Thank you, Pepe. It's been awesome out here. The Firehouse Tour in Anna, 305 South Powell Parkway. We gave away Whataburger breakfast. The Firehouse Tour hats went very, very quickly. Appreciate all the Tolos that came on out. Big thank you to Whataburger, Fraser Roofs and Gutters, Firehouse Movers. It's been an absolute blast out here. So many Tolos that came out, Bobby. And I know you've been writing them down throughout the show.
Yeah, we've had a bunch of people come through today. Trey from Blue Ridge, Eric in Plano, Rick in Anna. Blue a lot Ridge, of people man. From Anna, Melissa, Princeton, Harrison and Heath from Anna. We had little Ezekiel from Melissa.
Little Ezekiel.
It's been great. Jennifer, Nick, and Rhett in Anna, Jeff and Hal. So it's been loaded up this morning. It's been a really good turnout.
Thank you so much to everybody that came out. This has been it's been an absolute blast. And these Firehouse Tours, man, they're just getting started. Stop number two is going to be happening, at least like once a month? Is that kind of what
it is?
Once
a month,
typically
yeah.
Fridays. Draft kind of threw us off schedule a little bit this year, but we want to make sure we fit it, this month, want to make sure we still fit it in April. So we did it here on Wednesday. But
hell yeah.
Typically back end of the month on
back
Friday.
End of the month, yeah. Are you recovered from your
You know, we're getting there.
Yeah.
We're getting there. You know, the forearm finally just stopped burning from, all the extra hacks I had to take from missing.
You did.
It was a lot. But, hey, we got it accomplished.
You did.
I wasn't sure that I'd even finish that. We finished.
The dummy survived.
The dummy survived.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. Borderline. The best part about it was afterwards they said, we're going to work on it with you.
Yeah.
So maybe next time I was at 205, maybe I can get to like 145. Like, we'll try and drop down 20 to 30 seconds each time. We'll see. But let's welcome in the KNC Masterpiece. Fellas, how is you today?
We're doing great, guys. How are y'all doing?
Wonderful. Thanks for asking, Corey. What do you guys
have
to up on the show?
Why you sound so serious?
I'm just sorry. The weather is looking the way that it is.
It looks bad.
I get nervous like my dog, you know? I kind of get a little like, oh, I don't know exactly how to handle things. So that's why I feel so serious this morning.
Are you afraid of thunder and lightning? That actually is the 10th biggest fear currently amongst the human population.
Really?
Yeah.
This is documented?
Yeah, I did the top 10 things people are most afraid of, and number 10 was thunder and lightning.
Oh, my God. Bring that list up. We're going to have to figure that one out.
thunder and lightning, isn't that like, are you sure they're just grouping it in with like storms?
They could be.
Like just bad weather in general?
It specified thunder and lightning, though, but it could be. I mean, I thought that was more of like, you know, dogs hated the thunder and the lightning. I didn't know that
you got the compression shirts on the dogs?
Got so scared of that.
Yes, we got that dog.
Wait, what?
What?
Compression shirts on a dog for thunder and lightning?
Yeah, they have
the jackets,
the storm vests. Yeah,
yeah,
they put a little vest on them, and it's supposed to kind of make them feel secure. You know, like a nice little hug.
Neat.
Uh huh.
Yeah, my dog doesn't like it. He has to wear a diaper.
What if you're a therapy dog for somebody though, and then you need a therapy jacket just to do your therapy dog duties?
You know, I don't know. We should be talking about
that. A street jacket? Is that what you're talking about?
No, you guys were talking about the little jacket that makes the dog feel comfortable with thunder and lightning.
Oh, yeah.
The Thunder Buddies.
Yeah, my apologies.
Yeah, 10, we've got thunder and lightning. 9 was dogs.
People are scared of dogs?
People are scared of dogs.
Unless the dog's scared of thunder and lightning.
8 was mice.
Okay.
That's soft.
Okay. 7 was enclosed spaces.
Enclosed spaces, yeah. You know, have y'all ever had an MRI?
Yes.
No. Yeah, one time.
That's like,
I couldn't stop moving. They're like,
I know,
move.
I couldn't either.
It makes you want to move.
6
with spiders and insects.
Yeah, I'm not scared of spiders.
Because you can squish them.
Well, but what do they do to you when you're asleep?
Yeah. That's true. They go in your mouth and your nose.
Oh, that right? is freaky.
And who knows where else?
I probably got a larvae in my ear.
Ooh. Five is flying.
Nobody's scared of flying.
People Shut up, Bobby. You know that. You play scary movies.
No, people are afraid
movies.
Of not flying.
Yeah.
They're afraid of Boeing.
People are afraid of those cornfield landings.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
It's not the up in the air part. It's not being up in the air part.
Four was the snakes, and I do hate the snakes. And that's why I did the list, because we had the snake that fell into that woman's margarita.
Yeah,
she was eating at a Mexican restaurant in Richmond, Virginia. All of a sudden, she felt something hit her head, and then she looked down, and there was a snake swimming in her margarita.
Yeah, I've come to
nice.
I used to be super petrified of snakes, and then I was like, all right, I'm just gonna do deep dives on research on these things.
Yeah,
and now that I can like recognize them and pinpoint the ones that I need to worry about, much less fearful.
That's probably a good idea. Three is going to the dentist.
What? That's not a fear.
What's going to happen?
That's a thing, man. People don't like going to the dentist. I don't know. I was never that afraid of the dentist either, but I guess it is.
The drill sound?
So, like, the needles, Novocaine, I guess, needles and getting your tooth worked on and all that.
I don't know if the top two are going to be, like, death and public speaking, but does that mean going to the dentist, people are more afraid of that than, like, getting cancer?
Yeah, it sounds like it. Because heights and public speaking were two in one.
So people are more afraid of the dentist than dying?
I think all of these fears are that they will lead to death.
I don't know, man. Like there's not. I don't know how there are 10 fears more than dying.
Yeah, death's got to be number one, right?
It has to be number one.
What is your top fear that was not included on that list, Chop?
Being alone.
I was about to say loneliness.
Being alone in my old age.
Yeah.
There to me is nothing more. Scary to me than being like the 85-year-old man whose kids don't call him, whose wife left or died, and he's just sitting at home with some shag carpet and a lazy boy, and he hasn't showered or shaved in weeks.
Your wife will only be like 60 at that point.
Yeah, and the kids never call. They never come around. That to me is the scariest thing. That's it. Yeah. That's scary for me.
That's scary. Mine is
Bobby dismissing that.
No, I mean I'm agreeing with what he said. Mine is actually the one that I've talked about before. My top fear is it's dying, but it's dying in a specific time period, which is dying before my kids are out of school. That's the biggest fear for me.
That's a decade from now.
I know. So after that, I mean, my fears are gone. But my fear is that I die before they're self-sufficient.
You don't trust your wife to take care of that?
Yeah, you don't trust Kristen?
I mean, are they going to start paying $100,000 salaries for making dinner?
Sell some feet pics. Wow. Sell some feet pics. That's all you got to do.
Oh, my gosh.
Golly, man.
Do you guys have a big fear?
Yeah, bees and wasps. I am terrified of bees and wasps.
Two very different type of flying stinger
creatures.
Being
stung
though. In
general.
Yeah, bees don't sting you.
They'll sting you and they'll die. I don't know if they all
bees
know
don't
that,
sting
though.
When they're foraging. Oh, of course, the rain is just, oh, my God, here we go.
Oh, it's pouring.
Holy cow.
The rain's coming down real hard.
RJ Choppy is snoring.
Dogs without vests everywhere are just cowering in a corner.
Get away from us. We're going to melt. We're going to melt out here. We're melting. What do you guys have coming up on the show?
Guys, we got Bochy today after an offensive outburst. This is going to be a fun interview at 12:30 today with Bruce Bochy. Also, Shaq Moore will be joining us at 1:30 from FC Dallas. So looking forward to talking to him. And Kevin, last night I asked my son if he became drafted by a Philadelphia Eagles, if he would be upset that I was still a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Wouldn't be.
We'll have the audio later this evening.
You would not be a Dallas Cowboys fan still.
See? Okay, Bobby, what do you think would be the Kevin and Corey deal breakers?
Yeah, that's okay. So this is a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to need there. So, okay, guys, we're talking about this. You know how Bill Belichick, what we thought of him for forever is just like that dude wants power. That's all he cares about, right?
Yep.
So the fact that he's been willing to give up all power for Jordan Hudson,
to date his granddaughter,
speaks to the fact that, like,
she's his dominatrix.
Just like, yeah, it's the whole, like, dude, she's a 10, but blah, 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 and you give a
Corey's on to something there. Mm-hmm.
So yep. I think clearly what you're seeing here is that Bill Belichick, there's nothing he won't do for a 10. So I decided to come up with some things that I think would hurt Peyton, RJ, and
Bill,
Zach.
Bill sits in the chair in the corner of the hotel room.
Oh, man.
The oh, chair. No. Yep.
Yeah. He's wearing his chair.
That's where Bill is.
Oh, no,
he's
Bill. Locked.
Bill's in that chair, man.
Oh, Bill. Locked
all right. So RJ's is she's a 10, but like once a month while they're out somewhere, she says something to the effect of like, my boyfriend will kick your ass. Go try it. And he said he would still go for the 10 in that instance, even though he hates fighting, and she's trying to get him to fight monthly. Zach's was, she's a 10.
He dated
but
that lady, right?
She's a
I
10.
I did date that lady once. She won a 10, though.
But she says, Sundays are for family. You're not watching football all day. And he said she's being dumped, if that's the case. And then Peyton's, who's Mr. Jealousy, is she's a 10, but she eggs on guys flirting with her because she likes to see him get worked up in his reaction.
Yep.
And he said he's dumping her. So what would y'all's be similar to the Bill Belichick? Like, man, this run's completely counter, and you're still just like, yep, I'm all for it.
Interesting that none of y'all said like if she was racist. It's fascinating.
Well,
so that's not a deal breaker.
You know,
Don't save him from that. I can't believe you saved. You lost because you talked. They had to sit in that. They had to sit in that joke, and you bailed him out because of the discomfort. And you,
I didn't bail him
you
out.
Bailed what? Kevin
I
out.
I was trying to defend you, you moron.
He was not telling me.
Yes, he was, because you're the one that came up with all those.
Kevin, did he bail you out?
He bailed all of you guys out for not giving that as your answer.
Kevin, you can should have seen his face. He was really excited about sitting in that one for a minute.
That was just a stupid. It goes without saying, right?
Yeah, that's Kevin, though.
And yet you didn't say it.
What's yours, Corey?
What was the question?
Oh, my God. See? Mine was not so bad, was it?
All right, Bill.
More of that coming up next. Thank you so much to everybody out here at the Anna Fire Station. This has been an absolute blast. Thank you so much to the city of Anna, of course, the mayor.
Really quickly, one more note before we go. The Falcons have fined, or the NFL has fined the Falcons $250,000 and Jeff Ulbrich $100,000 of the Shedeur Sanders League.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder if the Sun pays for that. He probably doesn't have the money for it. That's a rough one. Okay, K&C coming up next. Thank you so much for Anna. Until tomorrow, Sean and RJ, 6 a.m. Hugs and hand pounds, everybody.